From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Hundreds of thousands of people turned out for a protest march in Washington Saturday to show opposition to President Trump and his policies. They joined by anti-Trump demonstrators from all over the world. Actress and activist Scarlett Johansson had a message for Mr. Trump.
Support the men and women here today that are anxiously awaiting to see how your next moves may drastically affect their lives. Support my daughter, who may actually, as a result of the appointments you have made, grow up in a country that is moving backwards, not forwards, and who may potentially not have the right to make choices for her body and her future that your daughter Ivanka has been privileged to have.
President Trump left the White House before the protesters arrived for a previously planned visit to CIA headquarters, where he voiced his support for their work, following his previous criticism of the intelligence community.
I want to say that there is nobody that feels stronger about the intelligence community and the CIA than Donald Trump. There's nobody.
Mr. Trump's visit to the CIA came as lawmakers consider his nominee to head the CIA, Congressman Mike Pompeo. Gambia's defeated leader Yahya Jammeh flew into exile Saturday night, ending 22 years of rule and political stalemate that brought the nation to the brink of a regional military intervention. Jammeh's departure opens the way for the transfer of power to Adama Barrow, who won the presidency 7 weeks ago. Barrow, who was sworn in Thursday at Gambia's embassy in neighboring Senegal, is expected to return to Gambia. Rival Libyan leaders and Cairo with diplomats. We'll have that story in just a moment. But first, this is VOA News. In Libya, rival Libyan leaders met in Cairo with the diplomats from seven neighboring states to discuss forming a new government acceptable to all parties. We have more on the story from Edward Uranium in Cairo.
Diplomatic talks between rival Libyan leaders and representatives of Egypt, Tunisia, Sudan, Algeria, Chad, Niger, and Mali ended Saturday with an agreement to hold further discussions in Algeria. Behind-the-scenes meetings between key players in the Libyan negotiations, including Army General Khalifa Haftar, also have been taking place. Haftar, who commands Libyan military forces in the eastern part of the country, is opposed by political figures close to the Muslim Brotherhood. Algeria's representative to the talks indicated that most of Libya's neighbors would like to see greater stability in the country to put a stop to terrorism originating in Libya, as well as illegal migration. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Citing demands of the U.S. presidential transition, the United States says it will not send a delegation to preliminary Syrian peace talks this week in Kazakhstan and will instead send the U.S. ambassador to Kazakhstan, George Kroll. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has said his government is ready to discuss everything at the talks, while rebel factions, say they will limit their focus to enforcement of an ongoing truce and humanitarian issues. Rebels have also made it clear they will not yet enter into negotiations on a political solution to the crisis. At least 27 people were killed and scores injured in a train accident in India's southeastern state of Andhra Pradesh. Railway officials say 8 coaches of the train derailed and fell off the track. Prime Minister Narendra Modi tweeted that the tragedy was, in his words, saddening, and said the railway ministry was working to ensure quick relief and rescue operations. Railway officials said investigations are underway to determine the cause of the accident. A powerful earthquake struck today off Papua New Guinea, but caused no reported damage or injuries as it was centered deep underground. The U.S. Geological Survey has updated the magnitude of the quake in the Bougainville region to 7.9 from an earlier estimate of 8.0. The survey says the depth of the quake, about 136 kilometers, that is, and that any threat of a tsunami has passed. For details and much more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.